65 degrees in Nashville. We've got cloudy skies right now. We do expect a mostly sunny day. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Civil rights complaints against the Tennessee Department of Children's Services and its management of child protection and foster care are escalating. Families have come forward with stories of discrimination against children with disabilities, sexual assaults, foster care license revocations, and improper terminations of parental rights. State Representative Afton Bain says she's filed 14 formal complaints to federal authorities involving issues in counties across the state. She tells the Tennessean they come from families who tried to resolve their issues through DCS, the courts, and elected officials, but exhausted all their options. Bain says each case constitutes a serious civil rights violation, but together they paint a picture of systemic failure. DCS did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Tennessee has the most segregated schools in the South, according to a new study. WPLN's Camelia Burris reports on what researchers say can be done to fix the racial divide.
Researchers from Stanford and UCLA found that Tennessee public schools rank number 6 in the nation for racial segregation. New York State is number 1. The report uses data from the 2023-24 school year. The Supreme Court decision, Brown versus Board of Education, officially outlawed racial segregation in schools in 1954. However, schools have become increasingly more racially divided in the last 3 decades, especially in big cities and large school districts. Education advocates say one of the fixes to this issue is giving more money to schools. If schools are properly funded, there will be less resistance to integration. Other suggestions include rethinking school district lines, fostering positive student experiences in integration efforts, and focusing on educator diversity. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Do local governments in Tennessee have too much power when it comes to approving or blocking proposed landfills? Some state lawmakers think so and might try to change that. The Tennessee Lookout reports members of the state's Solid Waste Task Force hinted at possible tweaks at a recent meeting. For decades, cities and counties and regional waste boards have had the power to block landfill projects, which has led to fights in court. Industry operators say they prefer fewer layers of local approval or a more regionalized approach. Such an effort by lawmakers would follow a failed proposal earlier this year to limit local zoning pushbacks against developers or industry. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.